Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to Saturday
Shenanigans.
What just happened over there?
I had like dry lips. So I was gonna take a sip of water and I'm like, oh my god, she already started. I'm on the spot.
I looked up and she's like,
I'm like licking my lips. They were dry.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy fucking Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Last week we asked you guys, what's your biggest fear? Got a lot of repeats, similar things, but also a lot of very unique things.
Oh.
So we're going to dive into that in just a minute. First, what are we doing next week, Geraldine? I'm excited about this.
Listen, I plead the fifth. I had no idea what this was. She said, why don't we do fuck, marry, kill? And I'm like, what? Who, what?
A what?
Like, what?
A what and a what?
Like, all right, so that's what we're doing. If you don't know what it is, either do I. So we're in this together.
It must have been a my generation thing.
I honestly have never heard of this. Okay. Like all the like little things that like my kids have done, I've never heard of this. And I thought maybe, but you said Zane, yeah. So I don't know.
He has played it, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyways, we used to play it in like middle school and high school. Fuck, marry, kill. You give three names and you got to choose. You fuck one, you marry one, you kill one. It's all in good fun. We don't actually want to fuck, marry, and kill these people. But it's just hypothetical situations. So whoever you want to give us, if you want to give us three celebrities, three cartoon characters, three public figures, three whoever. I don't know. Give us whatever and we'll give you our fuck, marry, kill opinions. I feel like it's going to be a longer Saturday episode because when I was explaining it to Jerry before we started recording, I gave her one example and it took her like
20 minutes to do an answer and I don't even think I got it out. I'm like I don't want to kill that person. I'm like, definitely don't want to fuck that one.
I was just trying to give her an example and it took her like a minute and a half. So
you know what? Maybe I'll just stay quiet and let you
no,
do it.
No, that's so fun. I want to hear your opinions. So we'll do a shorter episode. If you guys end up liking it, maybe we'll do a full episode on it. It could be fun.
It could be.
We'll see. So yeah, head over to our Instagram if you want to participate in that. Give us three names of whoever, whatever you want to give us. And yeah, it's on our Instagram story at Agamil. And today we're going to talk about your biggest fear. Geraldine, what's your biggest fear?
Okay, so biggest fear is being burned alive and losing a child.
Zane's is drowning.
Yeah, he always like
being stuck in the middle of
in the middle
ocean.
Of nowhere. Like yeah.
See, mine's that, but like in the forest in the dark. I'd rather be in the ocean. That would freak me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I realized as I was going through everybody's responses that I have more fears than I thought. So we'll go through those. But I guess the main things that I can think of is obviously spiders, the dark, and being kidnapped would be my top things that I can like blankly think of.
Okay.
But also a lot of people put things about like shit that I wouldn't think was a fear, but just like a worry, I guess. Mm-hmm. But also I have a fear driving that somebody's just going to not look and just switch lanes. Like nobody's going to like look over their shoulder and they're just going to like come into your lane and just hit you.
That's a fear
of mine. Mm. Like, so I would never drive like next to somebody or like close to somebody that if they switched lanes, they would hit me because that freaks me the fuck out. But anyways, I feel like I have a lot of fears. So let's read everybody else's.
Okay. First one is drowning. Mm. Understandable.
I don't feel like I'm scared of that happening, though. It's not like a, oh, my God, I hope I don't drown.
Mm.
I don't know. Mm. I guess if I was stuck in the middle of the ocean, I would, because eventually you're going to fucking just sink.
Get tired, yeah.
Sickness and health, like something going wrong.
Mm.
Is that Amani? Amani's like a hypochondriac, right?
He was, not anymore. Yeah, I mean, he would hurt his knee and say, I tore my meniscus. And it's like, sweetheart, you hurt your knee. But yeah, and then it's funny. Well, not funny. It's ironic because then Aaliyah would be like, Ma, like she kicked a traffic cone at Walmart one time. And she's like, Ma, my foot, it really hurts. And I'm like,
you're fine.
A fucking traffic cone. P.S. She winded up broken. So I had Amani who I would like, you know, whatever. Then Aaliyah overreact. Who actually was hurt. Fucking poor kid. snakes. That's ever. Ever, right? Ever is deathly afraid of snakes.
I don't mind snakes.
Neither do I.
Bees.
Don't mind them either.
Not scared of them either.
Getting heartbroken.
Oh, that's scary.
Sorry.
Losing my dad before my wedding day. Oh. See, like, I wouldn't want that to happen. Would I say it's a fear of mine? I've never really thought about it that much, but definitely don't want that to happen.
Losing one of my children.
Bears.
My husband waking up one day out of the blue and not being in love with me anymore.
That's definitely a scary thought. Getting a paper cut in my eye.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Wait. I was just educated that Zane did play this back in the day. I sent him a message and he said, yeah.
I'm like, how? He hasn't even been in here.
Send him a message because you know me. I'm in the need to know. I need to know.
So he played Fuck, Marry, Kill. Yeah, that was like our generation.
Okay, so being stuck.
Dying in the shower and having someone find me naked.
Oh, girl. I mean, now that you say it, holy shit.
You found me here.
I mean, totally outside of that, I fucking fell in the shower a couple of days ago.
You fell in the shower?
I fell in the shower.
Oh, are you okay?
And I'm like, it took me a minute or two to get back up.
Oh, wait, that's so sad.
But all that went through my mind was, imagine I couldn't get
up. Oh, and then you'd be like, ever?
No, he wasn't home.
Oh, so you're going to be like, Aaliyah, grab a towel, throw it in here with your eyes closed, and then I need you to help me get up.
Please, trust me, close your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, you poor thing. That's so sad.
It is, but I mean,
the thought of people falling just makes me laugh so much. Stop it, Alyssa. So I'm sorry. Even when Zane told me, I'm like, oh, I'm like, lucky I wasn't there. I would have laughed at you. I'm like, you okay? All right, let me laugh. All right, good. Sorry.
Birds. They're rats with wings, and you can't convince me otherwise.
I disagree.
Do you know
how many people said that birds?
Really?
A lot of people were like, birds, they terrify the fuck out of me.
Really?
They don't freak me out at all.
They don't freak me out at all either.
Why is that?
Although.
Because they fly really fast?
I mean, when there's like a swarm of like black crows in the sky, I mean, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But, I like them. I think they're beautiful.
I don't know, like our local parks, like sometimes those swans can be a little scary.
Yeah, fucking come out. Or the bite
ducks.
Your ass.
When the ducks like charge at you. Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of aggressive. But like just like a little bird? No.
How? How does somebody find who
ladybugs?
How?
I love ladybugs.
How? Being kidnapped, even though I'm not a kid. So I guess being adult napped.
Wouldn't that be like abduction? Right?
Or adult napped.
Yeah. Adult napped. Why is that not a word? I don't know. A missing person, I guess they call it. Being in a car that is sinking in a lake or a river and having to get out. Ooh. That sounds horrible.
That does. Big bodies of water, also known as...
It looks like that ass phobia.
Yeah, something like that.
Thalassophobia.
Thalassophobia.
Interesting. Not being able to find my passion in life career-wise.
Same. Well, I mean, it's not a fear, but I'm there. Really big inflatables. Really?
My whole house burning down with my family and memories trapped inside. Ooh.
Being murdered in my home while naked in the shower, changing.
Falling in love. Oh, don't be scared.
Finding a dead person.
I don't think you're scared of falling in love. I think you're scared of falling out of love. You don't want to fall in love in case you fall out or get heartbroken. It says like how people say, like, you're not scared of heights. You're just scared of falling. You know? Like, you're not scared of, what do they say? Water. You're not scared of drowning. Oh, whatever. Fuck me up. Spiders. Even the emoji that just popped up made me want to sprint out of the house. Same. I fucking hate that emoji. It's the legs. Why they got so fucking many? Two's enough. You don't need all those.
Coming home from being out of my house, out, and my house is burned to the ground.
My kids being kidnapped.
Severe phobia of cockroaches.
See, but cockroaches don't bother me as much as spiders for some reason. But cockroaches are fucking nasty, but like I could look at one. Like a picture of a spider gives me like the heebies.
No, see, I agree. Cockroaches are...
Really? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I don't do cockroaches.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't like them, but I would prefer them over spiders. Heights and clowns. I freeze and then I just get stuck there scared.
Aw. Staying single my entire life.
You'll find somebody one day.
Everybody does.
Everybody does. A boat crash. We were just talking. We were not about a boat crash. We were just talking about how, like, isn't it funny that there's somebody for everybody? Remember we were saying that?
Yeah.
Like, there really is out there.
Death and constantly thinking people will kill me in public.
Same. I always think everybody's out to get me. That's like my kidnapping fear, though. It's like, why is that person walking over there? Like, are they good? Like, are they a murderer? Like, are, what is their plans? I always feel that way. That's my fear of getting kidnapped, though. I think everybody's out to get me. Loving someone more than they love me.
Mm. The dark.
Same. Getting in a car accident. I'm scared someone will pass a red light.
Basements. You already know I'm sprinting up those stairs when the light is off.
There's always a demon chasing you. Every time. Open water and forests.
Rats.
Jerry loves rats.
I love them.
Being taken and no one knowing where I am or how to find me. Mm. Same.
Dying in an earthquake.
Mm. I never experienced a bad earthquake. Have you?
No.
Just small ones?
Just little ones.
Yeah. Looking into the ocean or lakes. I have a fear of what's under the water and also flying over it. That is crazy. Don't they say we've only discovered like 5 or 3%
of the ocean? Yeah, of the ocean.
That's fucking
amazing.
Fucking insane. We should do an episode on that with Zane. About like the undiscovered.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Sharks.
Wait, sorry. How did we make it to the moon, but we haven't made it to like the bottom of the ocean? I mean, people have made it to the bottom, right? But
you're asking me?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson. I don't know why he's always terrified me.
Oh, no. So I said, so stupid, but moths.
Screwing something up at work. I'm a new nurse.
Ooh, I mean.
That's scary.
Yeah, because a mess up being a nurse could lead. Yeah. Somebody putting their finger in my belly button.
As I was reading these, I realized that I have something with belly buttons too because it made me go like this, like, ugh. Like, made me like, ugh. Like, Zane will like randomly like poke me. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Don't poke my belly button. That freaks me out. I don't like
learning
it.
More and more about this.
I don't like it. Well, you know, I don't like bodily things.
It's a belly button.
I know, but it's weird. It's like feels weird. It gives you like when you touch your belly button, like it feels weird. No, touch your belly button.
I touch my belly button all the time. It doesn't feel weird.
Ugh, freaks me out. I don't like it. Just like a random indent in your body. Why?
Because that's how you were connected to your mother.
It's just so weird.
Throwing up in general and choking on food.
Mm. Crawling into super small spaces and getting stuck, and I'm not even claustrophobic. I think I'm claustrophobic a little bit.
Yeah.
Being in, like, a really small space would, like, freak me out, I feel like. Mm. Like, okay, when you watch, like, a movie and people are, like, crawling through, like, the fucking attic, like, the things in the ceiling. What are they called?
Like an attic?
Not like an attic, like the metal.
Like the vents?
Yeah, like, yeah, vents, sorry. When people, like, crawl through those, like, small vents. I'm thinking of the episode of Raven. Did you guys watch Raven? Raven Simone?
Mm-mm.
No? When she's crawling in the vents and she eats the cheese? Whatever. Stupid memory. I'm on one today. Okay. I saw a TikTok about, quote, the Kraken, and I just literally started bawling. #panicattack. What's that? Do you know?
No.
Oh, I put it in there so you can Google it. Google. Okay.
Google. Go ahead.
The Kraken? Wait. Is that like that big, like, scary figure? I'm scared to look it up, so we're making Jerry do it. What is it? Is it scary? She said she saw a TikTok about it and started bawling crying. Isn't that like a big figure?
A legendary sea monster of gigantic size. Scandinavian folklore.
Let me see what it looks like.
All right, hold on. Let me pick up an image.
It
looks like a giant octopus. It looks like a giant octopus.
But it's not real? Oh, but she saw a TikTok about it. Interesting. It's not real. Well, octopuses are fucking massive, are they not?
They could be fucking massive, yeah, but
like,
why?
Like bigger than a boat, no?
This is interesting. I've never...
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Ooh. I want to do episodes on stuff like that.
We should. We should start a series.
Yeah, but like, what do you call that?
I don't know. We'll figure that shit out.
Okay, we'll figure that shit out, guys.
Being tied to something heavy and getting thrown into the deep water.
Ooh, that would give you anxiety. Bleachers. I have nightmares of people falling off of them all the time. I avoid them if possible.
Hmm. Whales.
Whales are fucking scary because they're massive.
I think they're like magical though.
Yeah.
I think they're like
it's not like a shark.
Right.
Got waking up in a coffin.
How about having sex in a coffin? Didn't one of our girls do that?
Yes, oh my God.
Ostriches. Ah. Look them up. They're terrifying. The giant eyes and legs. Hell no. Ostriches are not, well, I guess everybody has their own fears. Mm. I don't think they're particularly cute, but I don't fear them. Let me tell you something. They're like fast as shit, too.
Uh-huh. I've seen them in person. I'd never have gotten freaked out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, I don't think they're adorable, but I definitely don't. I'm not scared of them.
I'm looking at a picture of them because when you just like really look into something, then it like freaks you out. Like sloths in hindsight, they seem cute, right? But when you see those giant ones that like crawl like a human across the floor, it's like,
I love a sloth. Ugh. Love it. I'll take a sloth. She's looking at ostriches. How about a Ferris wheel?
I'm not scared of Ferris wheels.
Yeah, neither am I. Missing my exit on the freeway? Really? Just go to the next one and turn around, sweetheart.
Mariah's got you. Yeah, I don't know. This just looks like a giant flamingo to me. You know?
Yeah, I'm not scared of them.
It just looks like a big, giant bird. They are fucking strong, though, huh? Even their, like, I think their beak, too, like, they're fucking, like, they'll fuck you up. Those bitches will fuck you up. Better watch what you say about them.
They're going to come after you.
Some reason ants.
Ants. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Blue Man Group. That's a dream email for another time. Send it in, girlfriend. Send it in.
Crickets.
Alyssa, she loves them.
I
Losing a limb?
See, but it's just not as much as spiders, though. I would way prefer to see a cricket than a spider. Mm. Like the hopping versus like the creepy crawling towards you.
I don't mind at all.
I don't know. The spider crickets, fuck that shit. Those are like worse in two. Needles, can't look at them, see others use them, or even watch them on TV.
Okay.
I'd prefer not to. I'd look away in a TV show.
How about losing a limb?
I'm not scared of it, but it wouldn't be ideal. I don't put myself in situations where I would lose a limb. Oh, sorry.
It's usually me who forgets it's my turn.
Coming face to face with a wild animal like a cougar or a bear, truly don't know what I would do.
You know what? Because we don't live up and have that experience day to day, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do, too.
Part of me would, like, give them a benefit of the doubt and be like, oh, they're so cute. But, like, in reality, like, Alyssa, they'll fucking eat your face off, yeah. You know? But, like, for me, scary. I would want to be like, oh, so cute and pretty and, like, but then it would, like, eat you. Mm. So it's like, you got to be realistic.
There's something, and I don't remember, but it's something like.
Like what to do?
Yeah, like versus like a black bear and a brown bear. I don't remember it all. And I remember when I learned that, I was like, that's something I'll never forget. Just in case I ever come into contact with a bear.
I wouldn't run aimlessly because then they're just going to chase you and they're fucking fast as fuck. Like they'll catch up to you eventually, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't start running. I would stay calm. And then hopefully you're near shelter. I would slowly move. What?
Okay, if it's black, fight back.
What?
If it's a black bear, okay, so it's if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down, pretend you're dead. If it's white, say goodnight.
What? Like a polar bear?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, so.
What?
Yep.
You know damn straight if I see a bear, I am not hitting it back and I ain't just laying on the floor. My ass is doing something else. Absolutely not. It'll bite my hand off. Oh my God.
Things that are bigger than me, like statues and boats. Mm. Oh, we had that net. When people were talking about. Yeah, the phobias.
Big things, yeah. Boats and statues don't. Unless it's like a statue of like an animal, but like a human statue, like that doesn't freak me out. Mm. But I get the being scared of like large things. I get that. Going to jail. I know one that I have.
Go ahead.
It's so stupid because I don't know how it would ever happen, but I have a fear that I would like start like get addicted to cigarettes one day. Like maybe if I was drunk and I tried one and then all of a sudden, like I have nightmares about it.
Really?
That I became a smoker because I just can't stand the thought of cigarettes. Like I think it's so nasty. And so I have I guess I have a fear of like suddenly becoming addicted to them. I don't know how it would happen.
See, but then that's how I always say, like, I have, like, an addictive personality, so I'm afraid to do things. Like, I proudly say I've never smoked marijuana, and I think that's why, like, what you just said
you're
is
scared
what,
of getting addicted
what
to
if
it.
I, and sure, I mean, there's worse things to be addicted to, but it's, like, why I've never done anything other than smoke cigarettes. And then once I stopped smoking cigarettes, I've never done anything bad. An occasional drink. You know me. I don't drink a lot. I could pass up on drinks.
Yeah.
I'm kind of boring, but I think it's because I have that addictive personality and I'm scared
I don't
that
think
I become
so, though,
addicted.
Because you can enjoy drinks and you're not addicted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you have really good self-control. I think
because
that
I'm boring and I don't do it.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think that, yeah, I think you have really good self-control, but I guess just the thought of, like, what if it happens?
Just don't smoke, please.
I know, but, like, I don't know why. I'm just like, what if one day I accidentally smoke a cigarette? I don't know how that would happen because I would always say no. I would never do it, but, like, it's just a fear. Like, what if it happened? I have nightmares about it.
If you smoke a cigarette, smoke it really fast so you get that head rush and that nasty fucking throw up feeling.
But I have nightmares that I do somehow smoke one.
Well, don't. All right? I'll break it. I'll take it out of your mouth. I'll smash it on the floor. Okay?
Please do.
Okay. How about not living life to the fullest? I will eventually fill them all in once I get my final clearance, but I got to tell you all a story. But this definitely was a little more relatable about a month ago when I had my whole shit going on. And, it became something very real for me. So, you know,
so not
living life. About not living life. Like, it's that whole cliche thing, right? Tomorrow's not promised. Well, damn it. Why aren't more of us, I mean, obviously now with the pandemic, but why aren't more of us doing things we love or want to do, you know?
Yeah, I'm so fucking
which is another episode we want to do, which I think we should do soon.
What?
Like, why we're all over the place. Sorry, guys. But I think we should do an episode on why we're constantly doing things we don't like versus things we want or can, you know? And you know, I understand most of the reasons it's, well, you have to work because you have bills to pay.
Right.
You can't, you know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to, like, not work to focus on something because they have the bills to pay and stuff. But I think
it would be a fun topic to dive into.
Yeah. I really think it will.
Yeah. Mine was childbirth, but I finally conquered it in 2020.
Yes, girl, congratulations.
I'm scared of giving birth too. To be honest.
Nothing better.
Than the pain?
Although, no, of giving life.
Sure, but the actual act of giving birth is.
I would.
I know you would do it again.
It's beautiful. There's nothing like it.
I know. Although I'm scared of the pain.
Although I've heard that witnessing it is as beautiful as doing it. And that's one thing I haven't done, you know? Like, I haven't witnessed another person live, like, give birth.
You can watch me give birth.
Okay.
Thanks.
Everybody, you hear that? I'll be in the room.
Just don't look
my catch-a-mitt. My catch-a-mitt.
Don't look at my hoo-ha. Stand to the side.
Wait, sorry. I know this is Saturday, guys, but when I give birth to Aaliyah, right, my doctor, so when you go to a gyno, right, like, they usually have more than one doctor, right? Because what happens if you go into labor and your doctor's on, like, vacation? So towards the end, like, they start introducing you to the other doctors. P.S. When I gave birth to Aaliyah, my doctor was away and I had another gentleman doctor who I've met, right? Wonderful guy, nice guy. He helped deliver to Aaliyah, easy peasy pie. Maybe a month or two later, I'm over at the tennis club. I'm sitting there and here comes this guy. He's up at the front counter and I'm like, my God, you look so familiar. And he goes, yeah, it's because I just delivered your daughter. Talk about being mortified. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
this guy was
God.
Just staring at my vagina.
No way.
Yeah. So he played tennis at the tennis club, and I had never known that.
That
but,
is
yeah.
crazy.
I'm like, you look a lot different without, like, your mask and your – he had, like, a – not a do-rag, but, you know, how the doctors wear those.
Yeah, yeah. Suits.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God, that is
but,
so funny.
Yeah, pretty funny. While driving, something comes in front of me, and I accidentally run over it.
Oh, like, I'm scared of hitting an animal, too. I'd be petrified.
Butterflies.
Oh, butterflies. Interesting.
Beautiful.
To see my loved ones unhappy or depressed.
Chickens. I was attacked when I was little, and now I can't be around them, or I have a full-on panic attack.
Look, omphalophobia, belly buttons, and emetophobia. I don't know what that one is. I'll look it up.
Okay, well, somebody has another fear like you. Hmm. Being stuck in the middle of the ocean because who knows what the fuck is out there.
Emetophobia is a specific phobia that involves an extreme fear of vomiting, seeing vomit, watching other people vomit, or feeling sick.
Wow.
I mean, who likes throwing up? It's not a fun thing to do.
But to be afraid of it.
Wow, interesting. Big difference, yeah.
I mean, to actually have a phobia of something like that.
Yeah. Deathly afraid of frogs. I have had panic attacks of them being anywhere nearby.
Wow. Aww. Being kidnapped into sex trafficking.
Ugh. The unknown.
Mm. The unknown is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Learning to drive. My anxiety is so high. The moment I turn on the car, I feel my life flash. No license yet.
Just Uber everywhere then. You don't need to drive. Bridges. I'm terrified that they're going to collapse, especially over water, and then drown. I'm scared of bridges collapsing too. When you're driving over, you're like, damn, I hope this thing don't fucking go down right now.
Leaving my kids behind.
Mm. Being pregnant.
Wow.
See, I'm not scared of being pregnant. I'm scared of the pain of giving birth, but I'm not.
But you
I'm
know what? As soon as you push that little peanut out, all that just it's a distant memory.
I'll still be like, damn, that fucking hurt.
No, you. I'm telling you that. Okay. As soon as you see it, it's like, what pain? There was no pain.
Yeah. Okay.
No pain involved.
Sure, keep telling me that. I'm gonna be like, I think I need a C-section. I don't think it's coming out.
No.
Although the thought of being cut open also freaks me the fuck out. So I'm just never gonna have kids.
Yes, you are. Don't say that.
I'm just kidding. You're going to have children, hopefully. All right.
Guys.
Thanks for listening.
And me rambling, as usual.
And me too. So it's fine. Go to our Instagram, at Agamil, and tell us.
Marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Tell us your fuck, marry, kills, and we'll answer them on the next episode of Saturday Shenanigans.
Okay, love you. Bye.